local law enforcement is top of mind across the country and in Ann Arbor as well, where the city council has now introduced a resolution requesting the city's independent community police oversight commission lead a multi-stakeholder data-driven review of public safety services and then report back with recommendations. This is Lisa Berry, and one of the supporters of that resolution is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks for joining us, Mayor.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us about the resolution.
So the resolution that was presented to council was an effort to get council to weigh in on an incredibly important public issue. We are in a national moment where the pain of people of color that they've experienced in their lives in the centuries, where that pain is evident and now, I hope, finally recognized by white people throughout our country and throughout our community. We suffer under the stain of white supremacy, and that stain is evident in healthcare and education and finance, the economy and banking, and it's present in law enforcement and government. And we are in a national moment where we're talking about policing, and it's my hope that we really throughout the country, but certainly here in Ann Arbor, that we can radically rethink how we provide safety services, how we resource safety services. It's important, in my view, that City Council from the upfront state that this is an inquiry we want to happen in our community because it is so incredibly important.
Okay, and before we get to some reaction that we shared here on WEMU to that, let's talk a little bit more about it. Multi-stakeholder, who would you envision being part of that investigation?
Sure. Well, it was the intent of the resolution to defer and the voice of the Independent Community Police Oversight Commission, to ask them to lead this effort. But we also know that the community is broad. And so I would expect and hope that if there is this larger inquiry into how we're providing safety services, that it'll be supported by mental health professionals, it'll be supported by housing professionals, safety services professionals, social service professionals, by people who are well experienced in youth. There are so many different areas where safety services intersects, and it's important that all voices be at the table and that they be heard.
Okay, and I did do an interview with the chair of the commission, Lisa Jackson, and before I get to her response, were you aware of how it was received by the commission or Lisa at the meeting Monday night?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I of course, was at the meeting, and I listened to Dr. Jackson, and I am aware of how it landed.
So what she told me was it didn't seem like you or the commission knew that they were basically doing all those things included in the resolution already.
I'm incredibly grateful for the good work that ICPOC does. You know, I know that they are deeply engaged in the review of police practices, police policies, of what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I'm really grateful for that. And I think they are doing an excellent job. We are working hard to make sure that they have the data to do that even better. What I don't think has yet been done in our community, and I hope that it will be done because it's incredibly important, is that we have a strategic review of safety services. Our police, are we funding our police to do the things that we want our safety services officers to do? Are we structured in the way that we should be structured? Not all, we're asking police to do a lot that they're not trained to do. Not all social problems, not all points of disruption require policing. I would be so grateful for a community-led conversation, inquiry, analysis, and set of recommendations about how we can provide safety services better for everyone. And it's my hope that ICPOC chooses to lead that. If ICPOC chooses not to, the resolution is merely one of request. It's not one of direction.
In this process and coming up with this resolution and dealing with this in the city of Ann Arbor, have you been in contact with the police chief at all?
Oh, absolutely. I would never bring something like this forward without having talked about it with the police chief. I am so grateful that we have Chief Cox here in Ann Arbor. In addition to his personal qualities, his vision for community policing in Ann Arbor is a direction where I think we're all committed to go. He's a man who has the respect of his colleagues. He's a man who has the respect of council, and he's a man who has the respect of the community. I would hope that if ICPOC chooses to move in a direction similar to this, that they would include Chief Cox. Nothing is meant by my resolution as an end run. Far from it. I look forward to his continued and ongoing leadership in this area.
Did he indicate if he's in favor of the resolution?
Yeah, I was just talking to Chief today about the resolution. And something he said struck me, and I'm going to... The police don't own policing. The policing provide the policing that the public wants. They take their lead from what the community seeks, what the community authorizes. And I think that he's always up for that inquiry. I'll let him speak for himself about the particulars, but I think I can say he knows that police already do, more things than they're trained for. And he wants the Ann Arbor's policing. He wants Ann Arbor's police to be community focused in every single way, up and down the line, in every interaction. And I share that commitment.
I think another hesitation that was articulated from the chair of the Police Oversight Commission, that the resolution says report back in 18 months, and she was saying that is way too long, that we need reform now. What's your response to that?
I would say there's no question that we need reform yesterday. Heartily agree. The 18-month period was meant as an outside. There's a provision in the resolution which encourages ICPOC, if it has interim reports and recommendations, to give them at whatever point it wishes. I recognize that the folks at ICPOC are deeply committed volunteers, but I also recognize that they are volunteers. And so the 18-month time frame was a time frame to give them time to, first off, decide whether they were interested in pursuing this strategic project, and then give them the opportunity to envision how it would be constructed, because I'm not in a position to tell them how it should be constructed. If they choose to do it, it's their inquiry. And then give them the opportunity to implement. I tag that at 18 months. If ICPOC can envision it and achieve it in less, well, that's outstanding, and that's all the better.
And just to clarify, Independent Community Police Oversight Commission is what you're referring to when you say ICPOC. I can't even say it. ICPOC.
ICPOC. Yes, that's exactly correct. Independent Community Police Oversight Commission.
And if they come back to the City Council with their own resolution, is that something you think will be considered?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, this is a resolution of request. This is not a resolution of instruction. First off, on any matter, I'm interested in what ICPOC has to say about community services and policing. If they come back and have a different take on how we can work together to improve safety services, how we can work together to make our community safer in every single way, in every interaction, in every crisis, well, I couldn't be more open to that conversation. I think that's a conversation that we need as a community and a country to have, and I'm delighted that it would be, in that instance, moving forward.
And since we're having this uncomfortable conversation, let me just bring up one thing that I'm hearing a lot of people talk about. And I know you're doing these live Facebook feeds now, and I think I saw you address that, about how late City Council meetings go. I saw one person saying that the meetings are going too late and people are sleeping and they're not having a chance to participate in what their local government is deciding. Why are they going so late? How late do they go? How late did it go this week?
I got to bed at around 2:45.
Wow.
So, council meetings do go fairly late. There is a variety of reasons. We often have public comment. We always have public comment. We occasionally have public hearings. We often have introductions of factual information that's useful to council and the public. And then we have the press of business. Each council member is authorized to speak about every single matter twice for up to 3 minutes. Each council member is authorized, and that includes, that's not just on the main motion, that's on the various amendments plus the main motion. Each council member is also authorized to ask staff to questions about the matter at hand, and those interactions are typically without specific time limit. And so meetings can go quite long.
And you're okay with that, or is there any effort being done to make them shorter?
Am I okay with it? I completely agree. I don't think we do our best work at the tail end of a 7-hour meeting. At the same time, it's important that members of the public have an opportunity to address council and the community. And we do that through public comment at the beginning of the meeting and at the end of the meeting. When we have a public hearing, and we have more public hearings in Ann Arbor than are required by law, it's vital that we listen to the public and give them the opportunity to speak. further, it's important that council members who wish to speak at in connection with the resolution, that they have the opportunity to do so and that they have their 3 minutes. I'm not sure that every time a council member speaks on an issue that it's imperative. I think it's incumbent upon council members to be mindful about what they say and when they say it and how much they say. But as a matter, public process takes a long time. Public engagement, public listening takes a long time. And we're not going to artificially constrain it.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, thank you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much for having me.